Now let's consider a phenomenon sometimes known as the Dutch disease. The so-called Dutch disease arises when a country has an export whose performance on world markets is so strong that it raises the real exchange rate of that country and makes it harder for that country to export other goods and services. It's called the Dutch disease because, at least supposedly, the Dutch suffered from this problem starting in the 1960s after a major discovery of natural gas there. Of course, one significant question is whether a real exchange rate appreciation should be thought of as a disease at all. After all, on the surface, it sounds like it might be a good thing to have a really strong exporting sector. But of course, this high real exchange rate will make it harder for that country to export, say, agriculture, or it may make it harder for that country to ever become an exporter of automobiles. So there is some trade-off here. But again, if you think about, is that a problem? Imagine we looked at a basketball player and we saw that the earnings of that individual playing basketball were so high, it wouldn't possibly make sense for that individual to go around, say, trying to sell rice. It would again seem that this isn't really a disease at all. So how can we make sense of this Dutch disease argument? Well, one possibility is that it's suggesting, at least implicitly, that these economies are not becoming sufficiently diversified, that they're putting too many of their eggs in one basket by relying so much on the one single strong commodity doing well in world markets. Another possible problem is that the export success of a single major commodity leads to a problem with the income distribution. Perhaps it's a natural resource owned by a relatively small number of individuals or by a government, and that this is not spreading into a more general middle-class prosperity. In this regard, the Dutch disease argument may have a cross-section with some other arguments on the so-called resource curse, which we consider in another video, and the problem there is that so much free cash flows in through the form of owning a resource that it can make a government corrupt and again lead to generally bad political incentives. The original citation of the Dutch disease dates from the 1960s, but if you're looking for a potential case today where there's a Dutch disease, well, maybe that would be Canada, according to some commentators. So Canada has done very well lately exporting natural resources, but it's also lost a good deal of its manufacturing base. Some people have argued that this is leaving the Canadian economy insufficiently diversified or with a suboptimal distribution of wealth, because trading in manufacturing prosperity for natural resource prosperity does have some real implications over the longer run. To read more on all these topics, of course, Google the term Dutch disease in varying ways, and see also our closely related videos on the resource curse, on Bella Balassa, and also on comparative advantage.